We are so excited to hear all of these chimes and people still coming on the call this morning. And we also want you to know that, you know, as I often say, when we wake up early in the morning and hear what the Lord has to say to us and command our day, give us our orders, we feel much better about moving out with the day. I just want to try something a little different this morning. Want to go on and give you the announcements first, and then go right into our prayer and everything. We are so blessed to have a website. You can go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there you will find all of the messages archived from the very beginning of the call up until now. And, you know, not bragging, just reporting, God has given us some good word and some powerful prayers on this call. And that is also another one of our missions, to give the word of God and open up the day with prayer. We also want to emphasize the fact that this call is also to pray for artists, for our company, for our leaders, for the owners of the company, the leaders of the company, and to encourage and empower and enable you to build your business and build it strongly by going to the back office. Go to your back office, and if you are on this call and do not have a back office, you can call me, call Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we'll get you a back office. We want you to be included in here. So just go to the word, the math call, and send us an email, and we would be very happy to get with you. And that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. With that, we are going to ask Robin to come and open us in prayer, and we're going to see what we can see if we can get this call started. Okay, Robin, are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Can you hear me, Pastor PK?
Robin, I need you to speak up a little bit louder.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Pastor?
I can hear you.
Okay. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you, Father, that it is a day that you have made, and we are glad. We are rejoicing in this day, Father. And, Lord, we come boldly to your throne, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Father, that we can enter into your gates with thanksgiving and with praise. And we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, and we extol your greatness because of who you are, Lord God. For you are our God. You are our Savior. You are Jehovah Jireh. You supply all of our needs, Lord God. You are Jehovah Makadesh. You are our justifier. You are our sanctifier. You are Jehovah Rohi. You are Jehovah Shalom, our God of peace, Lord God. You are Adonai. You are the one who is with us always, and you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So as we go forward, and we thank you for this day, Lord, and we thank you for the master's call, I take authority right now over the enemy. I thank you that every demonic spirit, every principality, every cohort, everything that tries to raise its wicked head will be cast down in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that their power is powerless. I render it inoperative in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the airway is clear, that this phone line is clear, that the path for the speaker, Lord God, is clear, and everyone will be able to hear the word that comes forward in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray down every demonic spirit, Father, every stronghold, anything that tries to cast its wicked or demonic imagination against anyone on this call, Father. It is canceled. It is null. It is void in the name of Jesus. We thank you that Jesus is our King. He is our Lord, and he reigns on high. We thank you, Father, for the Diaz de Leon family and for the founders of this call, Father, because they walk, Father God, worthy unto you, Lord God, and because they have put you first, Father God. I thank you because of that, Lord, that you have given them the desires of their heart, Father. Lord, I thank you that this business is a prosperous business. It's a business, Father God, where we put your plan, your purpose first, and that is for people, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we are health and wellness distributors, Father. And as we go into the byways and into the highways, speaking about who you are, Father, and letting people know that their lives can be changed, first and foremost by you, and then by these wonderful products that we also have for them, Lord God. I thank you that as the word comes forward, Father, it will be life-changing, Lord God. We will be hearers of your word. We will be a doer of your word. We will take your word forward, Father. We will take it into the multitudes, Father God, and we will speak your word and impart it into the lives of others in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Pastor TK. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. 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 And thank you so much for opening us with prayer this morning and clearing the airways as we prepare to hear the word of God this morning. As I have stated, we have had some powerful, powerful preachers on this morning call, the master's call. I am so, so, so thankful that the Lord brought this young man into our lives and that he is so willing and just has such a spirit of ministering to God's people. He hails from Louisiana. He is married, pastoring, and a father, of course, at pastoring a church, and an author of a book that has just changed the lives of desperate women all over the world who's getting this book, and I tell you, it is powerful. So at this time, we are going to call for our speaker, Pastor Chuck Brown, who is also my son, to come and give us our bread of life for this morning. Pastor Chuck.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
I can hear you.
Great. How you doing, Mama?
I'm good, son, and I'm so happy to hear your voice this morning and ready to hear the bread. So come on and feed
Amen.
Us so that we can be ready for the day.
Amen. Well, praise God for this opportunity that has been provided by the Lord through these wonderful vessels, Dr. T.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We bless the Lord for them and their diligence and their faithfulness to the assignment that the Lord has given to them. And I'm grateful for the young lady who prayed, set the atmosphere for this word. I pray that this word will in some form or fashion transform and change or inspire and motivate your life. And we're grateful to God. And we're going to go right into it. Genesis chapter 45, I'm going to read verse 3, but then I'm also going to read verses 24 through 26. Genesis 45, verse 3. Also verses 24 through 26. Verse 3 reads, "And Joseph said unto his brothers, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. Verse 24. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, See that you fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not." Just out of that 26th verse, "And he told him, saying, the brothers came to the dad, Jacob, and said, Joseph is yet alive. Joseph is yet alive. I want you to know this morning that reports of your demise have been greatly exaggerated. You are Joseph, and you're still alive. I want to just minister that for a few moments, that Joseph is still alive. I've said for years that you can't count a person out until they're dead and gone. You don't know where a person may end up. In fact, there are people on this line that others have counted out. But the person you count out is often the one that God will raise up. Never discount the will of the human spirit. You don't know it, but someone on this line, we're talking to champions. We are talking to people who could have given up when times got hard, but chose instead to run on until they received their breakthrough. Please remember that although we're contained by linear time, that is, you know, days, months, weeks, months, years, so forth, our spiritual self actually exists in eternity, which is governed by seasons. And what I've noticed is that many people look at the season you're in and judge you by your present season. I may not be the smartest guy in the world, but I'm wise enough to know that seasons change, that the person who was up today can be down tomorrow, and the person who was down today can be up tomorrow. Don't look at where I am, see where I am going. And this leads me to the idea of timing. We are subject to God's timing, each and every one of us. We're subject to the timing of the Lord. Things don't happen when we want them to happen. God sometimes wants to see if you're willing to fight through the bad times, and he rewards your faithfulness. The thing about God is that he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Yeah, but before you shout, let me qualify what I'm saying. He's right on his time, but his time is not always your time. I want you to understand that you should not declare Joseph dead before you know for a fact that he's dead. And I'm going to leave 4 points. Four principles that's going to further accentuate this point. In Genesis chapter 37, I just want to read this verses, Genesis 37, verses 19 and 20. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. This dreamer cometh. Number one, allow your dreams to come forth. Allow your dreams to come forth. I need to speak to the dreamers. Are there any dreamers on the line today? Is there anyone here who has a dream or a vision that you know makes other folk mad? I'm talking about the kind of dreamer, visionary, that when people see you coming, they start whispering, here she comes with all them dreams. Listen, I'm a dreamer, and I'm coming for my destiny. I'm a dreamer, and I'm going after my future. I'm a dreamer, and I'm going after greatness. I'm a dreamer, and I'm looking forward to success. Joseph had already shared his dreams with his family, and they began to hate on his dreams. Can I be honest with you? The people you expect to support your vision are the very ones who will hate on what God has given you to do. I'm talking about the people you're always supporting, those you're always happy for, those who you're always praying for and agreeing with. They will line up to despise what God has given you to accomplish. I know she's your best friend, but secretly she wishes it was her getting married, not you. I know that's your boy, but in his heart, he wishes that it was him getting another promotion, not you. People who have vision for their lives are always hated on, so deal with it. The same dream God gave you that excites you irritates others. They are the people who spend countless hours worrying about what you're doing. They spend time worrying about the direction you're going, the moves you're trying to make. They spend days analyzing your steps and decisions. However, you have to remember this. Your dream is not your responsibility. When God gives you a dream, it's God's responsibility. I didn't give me this dream. God did. When God has given me a vision, then it is my responsibility to simply obey him. I couldn't for the life of me understand why his brothers would hate him for his dreams. I couldn't understand why his father would rebuke him because of his dreams. I couldn't understand why his best friends would try to kill him. But then it clicked. His dream wasn't too big for him. It was too big for them. Oftentimes, your dream is bigger than where you are. And that's why the people around you can't appreciate your vision, because they can't see beyond the place that you're in. So people who can't see a better life for themselves will never be able to visualize a better one for you. People who can't envision elevation for their own lives are incapable of coming into agreement that you would experience promotion in yours. I call it the makeup of a hater. I call it the makeup of a hater. That's what they do. That's what they do. That's what they do. They don't support, not for real. They don't genuinely pray with you. They either pray against you or pray on you, P-R-E-Y. It's just the makeup of a hater. They can't stand anyone else living better than them. They can't stand anybody driving a better car than them or dressing better than them or succeeding over them. It's just the makeup of a hater. They have no plans of their own, but they want to criticize everything you do. But sometimes your haters go too far, like they did in verse 20. They said, we'll see what will become of his dreams. Baby, listen, if you live just a little while longer, you'll see what's going to happen with my dreams. If you can live another year, you'll see what's going to happen with my dreams. If you can live another month, you'll see what's going to happen with the vision that the Lord has given me. If you can live another week, just stay around for another week and watch what will happen with my dream. Though the vision tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not lie. It's going to speak, but it's going to come to pass. Amen. Let your dream come forth. Verse 2, stop despising your place of affliction. People of God, you got to stop despising your place of affliction. Joseph's brothers plotted to kill him, but Reuben suggests that they put him in a pit and sell him. He sold to the Israelites to a man named Potiphar. Potiphar's wife tries to seduce him, and he winds up in prison doing time for a crime he didn't commit. But you know one thing Joseph did? He continued to fight through any adversity or delay he experienced. His affliction was not reflected in his attitude. Let me say that again. His affliction was not reflected in his attitude. Stop allowing where you are to determine how you feel. It's not easy having to ride with people because your car is broken. I know you have to deal with their attitudes, their schedule, their little sly remarks, but learn how to smile during those times. I learned how to mumble to myself when I'm dealing with some things. Y'all, see, people thought I was crazy, but I just have to keep reminding myself that I don't have to deal with this too much longer. Before we got the building that we're in, when we were renting out a hall, and little things would happen, with the ownership of the hall and the management of the hall. They would say different things and kind of like, some even was racially motivated, but I knew it was the enemy trying to get at me, trying to get me to hit the rock, trying to get me to respond in my flesh. But I just kept mumbling, I won't have to deal with this much longer. And that was Joseph's attitude. I know I'm in this pit right now. I know I'm in a season of emptiness. I know I'm in a dry moment in my life, but Lord, this is not what you showed me in my dream. So what I'm going to do is praise right now, because my being in the pit tells me that I'm on my way. He gets sold to the Israelites, and this wasn't an easy road. That's your problem. You thought that just because you had this plan from God that the enemy was going to run and hide. You thought that because you prayed for your children and that the enemy was going to stop coming against them. You thought that because you saw a better tomorrow that today was going to be war-free. But whenever the Lord has something great planned for your life, know that the enemy is going to have a great attack also planned. Joseph, if I could just paint this picture, was chained to other slaves. They were dragged along. But while the others were complaining and tripping, Joseph was telling himself, every step I take is bringing me closer to my place of victory. Every step I take is bringing me closer to my destiny. It hurts, but I can't stop walking. It's difficult, but I can't stop walking. People of God, whatever you do, don't stop walking. Even if you have to cry, don't stop walking, because every step is bringing you there. Every step is bringing you closer to your harvest. Don't stop walking. That's why I tell you don't to stop despising the low times in your life. How you handle your low times of your life determines if you experience the high times of life. You can either walk and complain or walk and praise. You can either walk and grumble about everything or walk and give glory to God about everything. I dare somebody who knows that they're on their way to greatness to take a walk today. I dare somebody who knows that you're about to see your dreams manifest to take a walk this day towards your dream. Number three, as I hasten to a close, don't kill those who've tried to kill you. Don't kill those who have tried to kill you. the story continues because Joseph is elevated everywhere he went. When he was a slave, he was the top slave. When he was a servant, he was the top servant. When he was in prison, he was the top prisoner. The Bible declares that he prospered in Potiphar's house and in Pharaoh's jail. I often say that I prosper in every season. I don't care what I'm dealing with, I still prosper. So Joseph continued to be promoted until he was promoted to second in command, next only to Pharaoh. He's now in a position that his brothers never thought he would get to. I know y'all probably have had everyone tell you how wonderful you were all your life. You've probably had nobody to come against you or hate on you or try to kill your dream. But there's somebody on this line who others never thought would have made it. So one day those same people who said he wasn't going to make it had to come to Egypt. The same ones that who declared he wouldn't graduate from college. The same ones who declared that she would be a nobody. The same individuals who tried to kill him. I'm talking about his brothers, had to come to Egypt now for help because of a famine in the earth. Be careful who you mess over today because you just may need them tomorrow. They came to Pharaoh's house unaware that the man they have to ask for assistance is their brother Joseph. In other words, the dream that they said would never come to pass has now come to pass because they are now bowing to their brother. Now. At that moment, most people would have messed up their blessing because they would have had their brothers killed. They would have sought revenge on them. They would have tried to retaliate for all the years of wrongdoing. Here's the question Joseph had to ask himself. He said, I believe this, that he had to ask himself, why did I get in this position to see the manifestation of my dream? The answer is not because of him. It's because my enemies brought me there. My haters hated me there. My antagonists antagonized me there. Listen, people, you owe your enemies a debt of gratitude. It's your haters that put you in a position to see your dreams realized. This view should cause you to rejoice because your enemies are crucial to your victory. God always uses an enemy to bring you higher. And I have scripture to back me up on this. Sit here on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Yeah, the reason why I have an enemy in my life is so that I can step up. I need an enemy to bring me higher. Listen, there is no deliverance without Pharaoh. There is no possession without Jericho's wall. There is no platform for greatness without Goliath. There are no display of the rewards of obedience without the fiery furnace. There is no victory of the cross without a Judas. Don't you fool yourself. We all need a Judas in our lives. But don't kill your enemies because you needed them to get to where you are today. Before I give you this last point, I want to paint this picture. Joseph's brothers went to their father years ago and said that his son was killed by wild animals. So for years, Jacob thought his son was gone. For years, he believed in his heart that Joseph was graveyard dead. Here's number four, and I promise you I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to hoop, I promise you. But after all you've been through, you're still alive. Number four, after all you've been through, you're still alive. I want you to think about all you've endured throughout your lifetime. Think about the good, the bad, and the ugly seasons. I want you to think about every negative report. I want you to think about all of the sickness, and I want you to think about diagnosis of disease and relational turmoil. I want you to think about the abuse. I want you to think about being fired and demoted and being lied on and gossip spread about you. I want you to think about spiteful folk who tried to tear you down. Now, I want you to look at your neighbor and tell them, yeah, I'm talking about the person that's next to you right now. I want you to tell somebody, after all that I've been through in my life, I'm still alive. Doctor said you have diabetes, but you're still here. Wreck was supposed to kill you, but you're still here. Made some bad decisions, but you're still here. God wanted me to leave this message with you today. Are you ready for it? I can only release it to those who are ready to receive it. Here it is. The devil cannot kill what God has ordained. The devil cannot kill what God has ordained. God has destined you to be blessed. God has destined for you to be the head. God has destined you to be above only. God has destined you to be more than a conqueror. God has destined you for greatness and for success and to be healed and to be anointed. And guess what? No devil in hell can stop what God has ordained. That's why you can't die now. That's why what you're dealing with can't kill you because God's hand is on your life. Somebody ought to give God praise because God is putting you in a place where everybody who declared it was over for you, that you were dead, that your vision wouldn't happen, that doors would remain closed, that your season would never come, that you would never experience your harvest. They have to turn around and say, well, he ain't dead. She's not dead. I don't know what y'all were talking about, but she ain't depressed. I don't know what y'all were seeing, but I'm looking at a person who's not discouraged. I'm looking at a person who's not jacked up and out. Joseph is still alive. I'm speaking to the Joseph that's lying in you. There's a Joseph in each and every one of us. God has given each and every one of us a dream. And I speak to that dream that you must come forth. You must manifest. The vision has to happen. Yes, your business must prosper. You've got to do. If God gave it to you, then it means that success is on its way. Yes, all I got to do is obey, but success is on its way. Joseph is still alive. Don't allow your enemies or your circumstances to discourage you to the extent that you lay over and die. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what valley you're walking through. God is going to bring you out of the situation eventually. God is just positioning you for greatness. And as Joseph told his brothers, what you meant for evil, God has turned it around for my good. Yes, he is. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And we know all things work together for the good of them who are called by the Lord, who are called, who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Joseph is still alive. And I speak to the Joseph and every person that's on this phone that you must rise back up. God is resurrecting you. You're not too old for that dream to come to pass. You didn't mess up that bad that it won't happen. It's still going to happen. Because what God says, if I believe it and walk in it, it has to happen for me. Thank you so very much. I pray that you are blessed by this word on this morning. Turn the call back over to Dr. P.K. Roberts.
Oh, my God, son. Thank you, Pastor Chuck Brown. Joseph is still alive. I would recommend for all of us to get back on the WordPress, the Master's Morning WordPress, and listen to this message all over again. The points are just absolutely prophetic, word biblical, scriptural. Thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing us and starting us with our day. And let's see, Tiffany, if you would come and close us out with prayer this morning. Good God of mercy. What a word for us to start our day. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the word.
Pastor PK, can you hear me?
Sure, I can hear you, girl. Come on.
Oh, glory to God. What a word, what a word, what a word. Thank you, Pastor Chuck, for elevating us and taking us to a higher level this morning in God. Let us bow in prayer. Most gracious and everlasting Father, we thank you, first of all, for this day that you have made and you have allowed each of us to wake up and to rejoice in. We thank you, Father God, for your rhema word this morning, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your word, Father God, which has propelled us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for elevating us and taking us up to a higher level in you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your protection. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for the provision, for the plan, for the purposes and promises that you have for each of us, Father God. Create within us, Father God, what is supposed to be done in your will for each life. Elevate us, oh God. Propel us, oh God. Shift us, Father God. Shake us, Father God. Transform us, Father God. Prosper us, Father God. Heal us, Father God. Deliver us, Father God. Restore us, Father God. Take us to places, Father God, that our minds could never even think we would be, Father God. And we know that it is because of you, Father God. We bow down before you, Father God. We lift you up, Father God. We honor you this day, Father God. Father God, do only what you can do, Father God. We expect great things to happen this day, Father God, on this wonderful Wednesday, Father God, which has already started off wonderful, Father God. We claim that it will be that way the rest of this day and for those days to come. We thank you for this time and for this season. We thank you for the Master's Morning Call. We thank you for Artists International, Father God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that your will be manifest here on earth, Father God. I pray for the founders of this call, Father God, the ones that you have given the vision to, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you for the man of God. I pray that you would continue to open doors, Father God, that only you can open for him, Father God. And I just thank you, Father God, for each of my sisters and brothers on this call, and I pray that no weapon which is formed against any of us, it may form, Father God, but we know right now in the name of Jesus that it will not prosper. And I give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Lord. And we'll forever be grateful to you, oh God. We love you this morning, oh God. We bless you this morning, oh God. We thank you this morning, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, for this call. Thank you, Lord, for your presence on this call this morning. And on the behalf of Pastor Vanessa and myself, we just want to appreciate each of you who rise early in the morning to hear from the Lord. We thank all of our participants, our prayer warriors. We thank you for getting up and clearing the airway for us, Minister Robin. We thank you so much. And I just tell you the truth. There is no way for us to appreciate the man of God for the word this morning. For you brought a prophetic word. And thank you, Tiffany, for closing us out with the wonderful, wonderful prayer. God bless you as you leave and begin your day. Leave this call and begin your day. The blessings of God go with you today, realizing that the Joseph within you is alive and well, and the devil cannot kill what God has ordained for your life. Have a super fantastic day. God bless you. We love you.